It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Shear. Tornadoes, floods, wildfires, blizzards. In 2011, we saw more than our share of natural disasters in the United States. In fact, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, we set the record for disaster declarations this year, with nearly 100 recorded throughout the country.
Here's a little of what 2011 sounded like from the point of view of witnesses, survivors, and victims of the severe weather that struck throughout the country this past year. In the spring, tornadoes swept through the southeast.
These storms are of such a magnitude that they are destroying homes, brick homes, stick-built homes, as well as mobile homes and businesses.
In May, a devastating tornado ripped through Joplin, Missouri. Some people sheltered in a convenience store walk-in refrigerator where a witness recorded the scene with his cell phone. This spring also saw the Mississippi River spilling its banks, causing floods from Missouri to Louisiana. In August, Hurricane Irene swept up the East Coast with wind damage and flooding from North Carolina to Vermont.
I believe 5 bridges are totally gone. King Firehouse, half the house is gone, totally gone, gone down the brook. Unbelievable. Never seen it so bad.
And wildfires swept through the Southwest, helped by a severe drought and excessive heat.
It looks very much like a moonscape. It's all gray and black. And the ashes are just blowing through the wind right now.
And there was more. A rare earthquake jostled the mid-Atlantic, and Halloween weekend brought an early season snowstorm to the Northeast. According to the National Climatic Data Center, which tracks such things, there were a record 12 so-called billion-dollar disasters in 2011. The center puts the total damages from the year's severe weather at $52 billion. And that's one reason for the large number of disaster declarations, according to Mark Merritt. He's president of WIT Associates, a disaster consulting firm. Merritt, a former official with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, says many states are overwhelmed by the magnitude of the damages.
Disaster assistance is designed only to be utilized when it exceeds the capability of state and local governments. So as you're finding state and local governments are feeling the pain of in the economic downturn, they're much more susceptible to the types of costs that are incurred after disaster, so they're more dependent upon the federal government for assistance.
A federally declared major disaster means Washington will help pay the costs of recovery. This year, just 3 states, Michigan, South Carolina, and West Virginia, made it through the year without any federally declared disasters. This record level of disaster declarations has led to some criticism from conservatives who contend the Obama administration has been too quick to pick up the tab for the states. But Merritt disagrees.
Every administration gets criticized for their declaration process. From what I've observed, and I've been doing this 8 years in FEMA and then 10 years out, those policies and procedures have changed very little. And I actually think it's much more difficult today with the scrutiny that's being focused on the declaration process to actually get one through.
The year of disasters has taken its toll on federal coffers. Congress voted last month to replenish FEMA's disaster relief fund to the tune of $6.4 billion. Meanwhile, from Joplin, Missouri to Rutland, Vermont, rebuilding continues, a task that for many communities will last well into next year. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.